This week on the Silver and Black Show, we look back at the AFC West showdown at Arrowhead. David Amerson joins us to discuss his journey to becoming one of the best cornerbacks in the league. And I'll sit down with Chris Townsend as we look ahead at the final push to the playoffs. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
I think you change the way you look at yourself. You change the way you look at each other. And then through that process and through the challenging every day and committing yourself every day and the unselfishness and all those things and doing it because it's right and really truly committing to excellence, I think when you start doing those things, then the wins come. I don't think you wait till you win to join up. I provided a vision. I provided that. But beyond that, it's us. It has to be about all of us, all of the coaches, all of the players, all the people in this building. We're all in it. We all play a small part of it, and together, collectively, we can do special things.
There's no question this season has been special, but it's far from over. Fresh off another thrilling comeback victory over the Bills, the Raiders had a short week to prepare for a Thursday night matchup against the 9-3 Kansas City Chiefs, and there was more than bragging rights on the line.
These are the moments we live for right here. 1-3, 1-2-3.
Game time, baby. Game time.
Bring it in.
Hey, man, you got to love this, man. You got to love this. They got on our fancy clothes. And guess what? That don't mean nothing, man. We coming out here to win this game today. By any means. Let's get it, man. Let's go. Bring it up. Don't look at me crazy. It's time to go, baby. Win on three. Win on me. 1-2-3. Win.
And Schmidt going deep downfield and open and making the catch for the touchdown. Tyreek Hill. And Hill is off to the races and he is going to go all the way. First and goal from the one. And it is Murray trying to slug his way into the end zone. Now from the 24-yard line. Look out from behind. The ball comes loose. It's taken by Khalil Mack.
Well, here's the play of the night right now for Oakland. Four-man rush. Down the left sideline, batted away, incomplete.
Fought our way back in it, had some opportunities, didn't fully take advantage of those opportunities, and came up a little bit short.
Not the outcome we had hoped for, but if the Raiders have shown us anything this year, it's resilience. Win or lose, Jack Del Rio has stressed the importance of moving on. They'll have their chance to bounce back in San Diego as they take on the Chargers in Week 15. Up next, I sit down with one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, David Amerson.
Buffalo facing a 3rd and 15. Taylor looks downfield. Watkins hit simultaneously as the ball got there. David Amerson with the smack. Incomplete.
Amerson comes away from his corner spot, reads the pattern by Watkins, sees the ball in the air, and strips it from Watkins. Great play by David Amerson.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I'm alongside David Amerson, who is making his first appearance here on the Silver and Black Show. I can't think of a better time. It's your birthday week, so happy early birthday to you.
I but appreciate it.
What an exciting season you guys have had so far.
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
Take me through it from start to where you are right now, and there's still a lot of season left, but just what this roller coaster has been like.
I feel like, you know, with the way we ended last season and, you know, the additions that we added this year, I think everybody had high expectations, you know, for the Raiders and, you know, that we were going to do big things this year. And I think we just, you know, we just stayed focused and, you know, played our game. And I feel like, you know, so far we've been matching those expectations to a certain extent. And, you know, we're not done yet. You know, it's just we're coming towards the end of the season. It's getting really crunch time for us. You got some big games coming up, big divisional games. So, I mean, it's really time to buckle down and, you know, finish it off right.
You mentioned last season to where we are now. We knew that the turn would happen with this team. What's the biggest difference?
I just think really just the energy, man. And I think the energy that the guys have, you know, the way that we come to work, the way we prepare, you know, the way that, you know, guys go about business and, you know, just each week, you know, guys is, you know, just locking in and, you know, engaging in a challenge, you know. And so I think that's the biggest thing.
Looking at your journey, going back to 2015, week three, you're released by the team in Washington, D.C. Now you've emerged as one of the best corners. So just take me through that, what was going on, your mindset as you became a Raider.
I think it was just a hungry part of my career. You know, like you said, after getting released in Washington and all of that, you know, I was, you know, kind of desperate. I knew I had the talent. I knew I had all the ability, you know, to, you know, be an elite corner in this league. And, you know, when I got here, I got my opportunity and just took advantage of it. And I couldn't ask to be at a better place.
What was the message from the coaching staff when you arrived, having coaches that have played this game, veteran leadership like Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton?
Well, I know when I first got here, you know, Jack told me, you know, ever since I was in college, he wanted me. You know, he's been trying to get me. And I think, you know, after the first couple of practices or so, you know, I think I really kind of gained the confidence of the defensive back coaches and the defensive coaches, people that probably didn't even know about me or know about my skill set until I was here. So, you know, they told me, you know, you'll keep working. You're going to be a big part of this defense, big part of our secondary. It just worked out like that.
Well, you are a big part of the secondary. You also play one of the most difficult positions as cornerback. The skill set that's required to play that position, how have you evolved in this defense?
Man, it's been so much I had to learn about corner. You know, coming out of high school, you know, I played free safety and just playing football 2 years and playing basketball and converted to corner in college. And so it was so much I had to really learn about the position. And just doing 3 years in college and going straight to the league, you know, I was kind of still a raw talent at the position. So I think, Rod Woodson has definitely done a great job of, you know, of coaching me up on the little things, like the little details that go with playing corner and just little things that would get me better. You know, like I said, he knows I have the ability. I have to just, you know, combine that with technique and, you know, mental area. So
you have veteran leadership on the coaching staff. You also have veterans that were brought in during the offseason, like a Sean Smith. What's the relationship been like with Sean?
I mean, that's my guy, man. You know, we always talking about, you know, anything, whether it's football or, you know, something off the field or, you know, what's going on in our lives. You know, he's really, you know, been a big help for me and a big help for this secondary period, you know, and it's always good to have a veteran guy, you know, that's been through things and, you know, that's kind of going through things with you, going through your growing pains or whatever the case may be, and it couldn't be a better guy than Sean.
Every week we see different playmakers step up. Khalil Mack, the second half of the season, has stepped up week after week. What a special talent. What do you see from him?
Like, just an amazing player. I mean, I've seen it since last year, since I've been here. You know, and it's crazy. I didn't even know, like, who he was until I really got here and realized how big of a deal he was. And I could definitely see why, man, because, like you said, it's week in and week out, he's just making plays and just, you know, adding more to that resume. And like I said, we just playing with our future Hall of Famer, I feel like.
All right, David, let's get to know you off the field. Our five questions, I ask the same one every week to start it off. Favorite athlete growing up?
LeBron James.
LeBron James, still? LeBron James. You do know where you're living right now.
I know. I got all of my support for Golden State and everything, but I just got to be honest.
This is that gritting teeth emoji right now. What's your favorite emoji?
My favorite emoji, the one with the smirk. Like, not a smile, not a frown, just like the one little, you know, like the little smirk.
That's your
go-to. That's my go-to.
So I mentioned it's your birthday week. Hopefully you'll get a gift from the opposing quarterback. But tell me, what's your favorite birthday gift all time?
Kind of funny. It's not really like anything big or anything, but I never really had a wallet. I used to always lose like my ID. And my rookie year, a friend bought me a wallet, a Louis wallet, and that was like one of my...
Real, not the faux.
Right.
Wow. That's a nice gift. Other than the Raiders, who is the hardest receiver you've had to face?
Hardest receiver? Antonio Brown's pretty good. Antonio Brown's pretty good.
AB.
Yeah.
All right, final question here. Favorite hat that you own? I see you do the flat bill. Not a lot of people can pull that off.
Favorite hat? Let me think. I just got to go with a Raider hat, you know, just a regular old Raider hat.
I've been seeing a lot more of those around town
these days. Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong with the classic Raider hat.
And for good reason. David, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
We look forward to watching more success this season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
A lot more to come on the Silver and Black Show.
I'm Diego Turan's mom, and we're here at the Raiders practice facility. We were chosen by the Make-A-Wish Foundation to grant Diego's wish of meeting the Oakland Raiders.
got a special guest here. His name is Diego Terán.
Hey.
He's here. Hey. Diego. All right, he's 13 years old. This is a brave young man. He's battling some kidney issues, okay? And anyway, he's here as our guest, all right?
Well, I've been, you know, battling through some kidney problems, but, you know, that doesn't really stop me, you know. I just kind of live my day. As usual, I don't really think about it, but... And just to meet these guys, you know, my idols, is amazing. And it's, you know, it's shocking because they're bigger in person.
Coming here, meeting the players, wow, we're blessed all around. Good people.
Yeah, so teach them how to break it down, man.
You're going
to
break it up. We're going to say Raiders. On three, you're going to count to 1, 2, 3, all right?
All right. Good job. Let's go. Raiders on three. 1, 2, 3.
Raiders.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalimis alongside Chris Townsend, and I feel so weird. Like, which chair should we be sitting in?
Well, yeah, it's like, where's Jack Del Rio? I'm not...
And the players that we interview each week, and David Amerson this week.
And we haven't been together since the draft show
that
we did
epic.
There. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Just like this Silver and Black Show will be. But what an epic season or exciting season the Raiders have had. Take us through the emotions. I mean, you have kind of the same vantage point I have, but what you've seen from this Raiders team, who you've cheered for pretty much your entire life.
Well, you look at this season, and after everything that we've been through for all these years since 2002, you know, you go back to Tom Cable, we're not losers anymore. It's just 8-8, and then Hugh Jack City after that. But so many years of losing, and I feel so happy for the fans. As you know, I sit in the stands and with all my buddies, and just the enjoyment that we're having with Raider football, and really the way the season has gone, it's been really historic. I mean, there's been some crazy things have gone on, all the different ways they have won, but this season right now, with the way the Raiders are, it's been absolutely phenomenal.
It hasn't lacked its excitement, that's for sure. You look at your fans, your listeners, people that tune into 95.7. What's the collective feel from this loyal fan base?
How great it is. I mean, you just think back. I mean, all the years that I've been taking phone calls from Raider fans when, you know, post-game shows I would do, like every single call was fire this guy, fire
miserable.
That guy, got to get rid of these players. And right now, the pure joy that this fan base is having, and I say this is why you stick through the lean years, because it will turn around. It turns around for everybody. And now the excitement in that crowd, if you were there for that home game against the Buffalo Bills, the excitement against Carolina, just how loud it was, it feels like playoff football again in Oakland.
And we hope that there is playoff football.
There's going to be playoff football.
Coming up in Oakland, looking at the difference that has been made with this team the last couple years, Reggie McKenzie bringing in the talent, but Jack Del Rio really setting the tone. You sit down with him each week. What is it like discussing week after week, wins, not as many losses, with Jack?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's something special going on between a head coach and his players. The players believe in the head coach, and the head coach believes in the players. It's been a long time since we've had that. We can go back to, you can say Bill Callahan, a lot of people say John Gruden, but, you know, going back to the first game this year, when he put it on his players, all the times this year he said, okay, fourth down, we're going for it. He believes in his players, and they come through. There is a chemistry, there is a bond going on between the staff and the players, and it's absolutely beautiful to watch.
And you know what's funny is they've stayed so humble throughout the process, which when you watch the NFL and various teams across the league, with what the Raiders are doing right now, that might be hard to do, but Jack has them in check.
Well, think about what Reggie McKenzie said when he got here. I want good people in this locker room, and that's what they have. And look at your leaders on offense and defense between Carr and Mack. They're humble kids who are good kids. They're good people. And right now they're doing historic things. I mean, think about this. You got Derek Carr has 5 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter or overtime for game-winning touchdown passes. No one's ever done that in the history of football. And then let's go to the Tampa Bay game. They had 23 penalties to set the NFL record and still won. There's this magical pixie dust thing going on with the Raiders right now, and they're winning football games, and they're doing it week after week, which I don't know if we've ever seen stuff like this before, where you can have 23 penalties in a game and still come out and win.
Well, and not even just that statistical category. You put it aside for a second, and you look at someone that dislocates his pinky finger and comes back out. I mean, the message that it sends to the team. So are we thinking MVP, Derek Carr? It's that type of season.
I'll tell you, we saw him earlier this week at the Warriors game, and you know, to that crowd, which is obviously just so consumed with the Warriors. But when they showed him on the big screen, the crowd went nuts and they were screaming. And I will never forget when that snap comes up and he dislocates his pinky and you see it go sideways and he goes running in the tunnel, you're thinking, oh, my God, what does this do to the season? And then not too long after that, he comes running out like a superhero. And the reaction in the stands, it was beautiful. It was so loud. And you just know, that's our guy. Mm-hmm. And that's our guy for a long, long time. You know, a lot of people forget, he's just 25 years old. People want to compare him to all these different quarterbacks. He's just 25. We're going to have the best quarterback in this division for years to come. And this is a quarterback-driven league.
And on the other side, you have someone like Khalil Mack, who you could confuse the MVP chance with because of what he's doing this season.
Well, you look at it, you have an ultimate home run hitter. You're talking about a guy that has a pick six, then a sack, strip, recover, fumble, ball game over, and then does it again the next week. That's what MVPs do. And I remember we talked to Jack a lot about, you know, Jack, he's kind of started out slow, and he said, don't worry, it's a process.
Yeah.
He is going to get better, and Jack was right, and now he is an absolute force. And I don't even know who you put in the conversation. We still have a ways to go, but I don't even know who's in the conversation with him right now for Player of the Year.
Yeah, it's nice that you have the Defensive Player of the Year to back you up if you're Derek Carr. Thank you so much. As usual, I feel weird thanking you right now. We should just thank
each
other and shake hands. Is this the better seat? I feel like you got a promotion. You're in Jack Del Rio's seat right now.
I kind of like this better.
Yeah, you're the man in charge. Mm-hmm. Chris Townsend joining us on the Silver and Black Show. A lot more coming up. This year has been full of big plays and big moments. Well, Raider Nation, we wanted to test your memory of this season's biggest plays. It's time to head to Professor Kennedy's classroom, where he has a pop quiz for us in this week's edition of Chalk Talk.
Hey, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. So look, I want to see what you guys have been learning throughout this season. So now it's pop quiz time. Time for you to put on your thinking caps and show me what you got. Let me ask you a question. What was the longest run from scrimmage? Who did it? What game? I'll give you a chance to think about this. No, not you in the back. Let's go to you. Did you come up with Jalen Richard in New Orleans? So let's take a look at this belly play. One back formation. Tight end, strong left. Look at the number of guys in the box. With Lee Smith and a tight end, advantage, Oakland Raiders. It's going to be very simple. What I love most about these plays, there's nothing fancy about it. It's mano a mano, man versus man. Strong man's going to win. And Jalen Richard is going to hit it up in the gap. And watch, he's not even touched till he's in the secondary. Let's take a look. Notice Feliciano, good block. Look at that hole. Even Seth Roberts on the next level. Crabtree gets involved. And the rest is up to the pocket rocket. Jalen Richard. 75 yards for the score.
He's gone! One guy can catch him. 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
So if you answer New Orleans, Jalen Richard, good one. Question number two. Longest pass play from scrimmage. What do you think? I'll give you a hint. Happened in the fourth quarter. Not that long ago. Did you guess Alawale? Let's take a look. Fourth quarter, Houston Texans playing in Mexico City. What makes this formation so special and so difficult to decipher is the fact that we've got our wide receiver, Amari Cooper, in the backfield. So automatically, the Houston Texans defense is thinking that's something up. But the great thing about this offensive line is they gave Derek Carr time to figure out where to go with the ball. Now watch how this play develops. Alawale, before we start, is going to run a simple wheel route, come out and up, and is going to be uncovered. Watch the corner at the lower screen. Watch Carr's eyes. He looks over to Coop. He jumps. He bites on the route. Leaves Alawale free on the second level. Alawale makes a safety miss. 75 yards for the score.
Look at the big fullback go! Touchdown! Raiders!
Last question for the day. Multiple choice. You can even write in your own answer. There's a term I used to use all the time, grown man football, clutch play. Can you think of one? I can think of many. But which one stands out to you? I'll give you a moment to think about it. I got one for you. Let's take a look. This play right here stood out to me the most. Fourth down, overtime, a couple minutes left. We don't get this first down. Tampa Bay gets the ball midfield. Who knows what could happen? This works out so well because everyone is exhausted, both sides of the ball. But watch how much time Derek Carr has to find Seth Roberts. And grown man football takes over. They even bring a blitz, so you got one free. It's man one in the hole. Seth Roberts splits two tacklers on the way to the end zone. Game over. Let's get on the plane and go home. That's grown man football. So what do all those exciting plays mean? It just means that we're having a good season. But we still got plenty of work to do. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. I'll see you next week.
Great work as usual, Lincoln. That's going to do it for our show. Join us next week as we get you ready for a trip down south to San Diego. For David Amerson, Chris Townsend, and Lincoln Kennedy, I'm Nicole Zaloumis. Go Raiders!